All right, we heard about in the news the fella who must have bricks in his head, Shane Muldoon, because he's driving his Ferguson tractor from Alice Springs to Walker Flat. Now, I've done that drive in a fairly modern car, and that's hard enough as it is, but I've got Shane on the side of the road somewhere south of Alice. He's set off this morning. He's already freezing cold, and I've got to tell you, Shane, it just gets colder as you come down. How are you, mate?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you're dead right, Brian. She's cold. I've got three layers on already. I'm not. Everyone keeps ringing them, having that real sick laugh, telling me that it's that cold down that way.
Now, what is it that you're actually doing?
I'm driving an old TA20 tractor down, just to promote men's health, rural men's health in particular. So, we've been doing things like this for the last 7 or 8 years, and this has been 2.5 years in the planning. Unfortunately, COVID put a stop to it last year. So, anyway, we're on the road now, and it's all about rural health. And next week is Men's Health Week, so we thought we'd do it just prior and do it through that week.
It's fantastic that you're raising funds and, more importantly, awareness for men's health across those sectors and particularly the mental health. And, you know, there's an important message there that we just got to accept that sometimes we need a bit of a hand. And you have combined with a lot of people, some really good organisations, and along your trip, you're going to be calling on them and dropping into places where they'll be speaking and talking to the communities out there. And I'm going to follow that up and have chats along the way with you and hopefully some of those people as well. I've got some questions here for our Farmers Fast Five questions that we'd run every Wednesday to get an insight into you. So are you ready to go on those questions?
I'm ready to go, Brian. Yeah, go for it.
You're setting off from the dusty, dry and hot Central Australia, not so much this morning, and into some pretty brisk conditions. Mate, what's your preference, hot and dusty or cold and wet?
No, hot and dusty, mate, yeah.
Hot and dusty, that's the way to go?
I'm in shorts at the moment.
Oh, dear. Hey, number two. You're dodging the Fink Desert Race crowds and campers, but you will be around a campfire a bit over the course of the next 18 days. How does Shane Muldoon cook his marshmallows?
On a piece of wire.
On a piece of
wire? Over a fire.
Do you like them absolutely fried and outside and gooey?
I like them, yeah. I like them cremated, yeah.
Well done. Shane, you're raising funds and awareness for mental health among rural men. What's the biggest challenge for the man on the land when it comes to looking after their own well-being?
I think it's just the distance is a big problem, and service.
Yep. And you're going the distance at the moment, 1,700 kilometres, to raise some awareness around those services that are available.
We are.
Your tractor, has it got a name? And if so, what is it and why?
It's pretty boring. It's Fergie.
Fergie? Self-explanatory.
Yeah.
Now, Shane, my last question is, I usually ask everyone, why are you a farmer? But I'm going to ask you, why Highway to Health Tractor Trek?
Just to promote rural men's health. That many was dying out on the land that they shouldn't be dying, and there's just something needs to be done, that's all.
You're a damn legend, mate. And a damn cold one at that, I imagine, at the moment.
I'm surprised, you can't hear me teeth chattering.
Mate, you'll be in Stuart's World tonight, I take it. So some great hospitality there. Enjoy it, mate. And we'll have another chat when you get a little bit closer, when you get into our territory.
Cheers, Brian. Thanks for letting everyone know about it.
Thanks, Shane.